Dozens of free health clinics serve urban and rural communities in North Carolina. But there's no longer a free clinic in Warren County, about an hour north of the Triangle. On any given day, there's only one doctor on duty for a county of 20,000 people. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge introduces us to one of those doctors working to improve health care in what has become a primary care desert.
It's early afternoon on a Tuesday, and Dr. Francis Onyekwesi is preparing to see his 20th patient of the day.
We don't discriminate. You know, we see children, we see adults, we see geriatrics. You know, we are family physicians, so, you know, you see them from their cradle to their grave.
Onyekwesi is a partner at Beckford Medical Center. He and Dr. James Kinney operate Beckford clinics in Franklin County, Vance County, and here in Warren County. I met Onyekwesi in Warrington, where he works Tuesdays and Fridays. His schedule is tight.
On Mondays, I'm in Henderson. You know, Tuesdays, I'm here. On Wednesdays, I'm back in Henderson. Thursday, I'm in the hospital. Friday, I'm back here. Saturdays, I'm in Henderson. So that's my schedule.
And when Onyekwesi is not here, Kinney is here. That's how Warren County has at least one doctor on duty every day. Numbers from the Public School Forum of North Carolina's 2017 Roadmap of Need backs this up. It shows Warren County has half a doctor for every 10,000 residents. That ranks Warren County 98 out of 100 counties for its number of physicians. More than 10,000 patients are on the rolls at the three Beckford clinics. Onyekwesi says 70% of his patients are adults, and most of them suffer from hypertension and or diabetes, like this patient. 48-year-old Calvin Elps is in for a checkup a few days after having a foot amputated because of complications with diabetes.
Any problems since you left the hospital? Any fever? You feel weak? Any? Okay. How about the home health nurses? Have they been coming to check on your wound?
If you want to be a doctor in Warren County, you have to really want to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have to have that spirit of service, you know, and you have to, you know, want to serve the people just to be able to serve.
So what brought you here?
Actually, I used to tell a joke to my friend that my car broke down, so I was stuck here. Just kidding.
Onyekwesi has a big laugh and a big heart. The 47-year-old was born and raised in the West African country of Nigeria, and that's where he graduated from medical school. Before his residency at New York Medical College, Onyekwesi worked in Lesotho, a small rural mountainous country in southern Africa.
That was where I got a lot of my experience, because you are the only doctor in town. We did everything, from C-sections to ectopic pregnancy to all the surgeries. So that honed my experience. And that also built up my interest of what a doctor should be.
Onyekwesi said he was sad to see the Warren Community Health Clinic close its doors last year due to lack of funding. He would sometimes spend his lunch break there volunteering. Onyekwesi says when patients at Beckford Medical Center were between jobs and insurance, they could get free help at the Warren Community Health Clinic. Now many of those patients are back in his office, whether they can pay or not.
Subsequently, you could say, well, I'll pay over 1 year. I'll pay $10 a month. And we don't turn away any patient.
Onyekwesi will see about 10 more patients before the day is over. A slow day. His days in Henderson, in nearby Vance County, are much busier. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
If you know of a former patient of the Warren Community Health Clinic in Warrington, email reporter Leonita Inge at linge@wunc.org.